Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, boys! Yay!
How are we doing, lads? All right?
Wow, day off yesterday's poor, wasn't it?
Mate, waste of time the day off, eh?
I know.
Just battered through
it. Feel like 100 times worse.
Sounds like David Bent a wee bit, eh?
Rotten one.
I just want to keep rocking.
Oh, that's a bad thing for me, isn't it?
Oh, what were you thinking there?
I was defeated. Until Sally, I was never happy. I got it so much more. You're not for the singing today?
No, I am, but I want to hear you sing because you're...
My voice is calling that. Mate, I actually went the other day on the stage the first time, shouted, and it's been sore the whole time, but I felt it, like, actually felt I cracked my...
Oh, no.
And see, after that, couldn't get in it.
We need to say on camera now, Hugo Boss Glasgow, if he tries to bring these shorts back, do not accept them. Killed you, absolutely killed you. Keep the tag on.
I've just got to be able to show them and take them back down.
But why, you can't even see them under the table?
I know, man. Gutted.
What a boy. He seems a bit tired of it. He's been outstanding, isn't he?
No, I'm
not. He's out of the Euros.
Genuinely, like, I said to you all night, it's like he's back. Remember when we first done it?
Yeah.
And after it came out of his mouth, he was just
laughing.
Uh-huh. Ain't he big man star of the show? But somebody
to be in the scenario shit house, isn't he?
Aye. Something to, there is.
No, it's obviously, I'm a slow builder.
Nah,
you've got to take things slow, Paul, and then when you're ready to peak, you peak.
You've hit the peak right at the right time, haven't you?
You're right, you're doing big man, don't you? Last few days.
I only come alive in the later stages.
Right, partnership with Grosvenor Sport.
When you bet £10 on any match, you get
£30 in free bets. What a deal.
Oh, they're just bouncing off each
other. What a deal.
High.
So much better without Andy, isn't it? Nah, we're missing him up.
I'm missing Andy. He's going again, he's on. He's took his form field and going to Hearts. Hearts should actually thank us for what we've done with Andy Halliday. Made what? Hearts a bigger club as well, I would say that.
Aye. Chatting about Hearts more. Scored the first goal that night.
I think he scored against Linlithgow, right? It's good that he's found his level though against Linlithgow.
That's how he scored, isn't it? He is the best, isn't he?
Aye, he's very good.
He's a great guy.
Did you FaceTime him last night, didn't you?
Aye, what?
You FaceTimed him last night?
I don't know if I had his arse. It was strange, wasn't it?
Strange.
What was Robbie
skateboard, wasn't it? Nielsen was going to buy a skateboard.
What was he doing with that ice cream that you said he'd got at that bit down the lags? What was he doing with that?
The ice cream cone?
Aye. I don't know.
It's wedged somewhere, wasn't it? Strange. Tuesday night, again. Crowds are... So who was playing England, Germany?
And then obviously England.
We watched the game up there and then we came down here and the crowd was unbelievable.
I would say the best, and obviously that every show, but considering when England have just won as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the three Scotland games were obviously amazing, but that crowd the other night, Tuesday Club. And they've absolutely built out songs left, right and centre.
That was the first time we went back in the changing room, we were all bouncing.
Aye.
Yeah, you love it backstage, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm a bright idea. But that crowd was the best though.
No, they're very, honestly, very good.
That's the first time they've actually, like, they're trying to get to the front of the stage, obviously security says you can't do
that. Don't do it, but it's brilliant to see it.
That was amazing, it helps us.
Five nights left, lads.
I know, it's quite sad.
Sad, it is sad, isn't it? It's coming to an end.
I know.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Seriously, it is heartbreaking.
Don't cry because it's over, smile because it's happened. Is that not something that you would say?
What a comment.
Live, laugh, love. What else you got for us today? I want just quotes off. You remember that time in the office, Brent's reading them off a sheet and he's trying to hide them. Tim's like, are you reading these?
Gaze
one. Desiree. Live! Oh, live!
Oh, live! Oh, live! Do, 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 do.
Good. Flat, innit?
No, it's not.
We're actually, you look Brent annoying. Right, five to go. If you're going to come down, let's keep partying, man.
Aye.
Even if England keep, well, I think England are going to win it, I'm sorry to say.
I genuinely would like England to get the final and beat in the final. That just makes the tournament amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think most people would agree that we don't actually mind the England players or the England team. I think it's just everyone that comes around, the circus, the media and stuff. I think that's what's a... Imagine we were like promoting England, Scottish style.
Who would be good at that? What pundit would be good at that?
there isn't any in England, but we would be amazing at doing it. I just think they're already saying it's coming home, that's them. They won every last 16 game. Come on, we've still got three games to go. There's still some good sides in the competition.
Can you see them not getting to the final now?
No, I can see them getting to the final. I think, obviously, we've said it from the beginning. They're a really good side.
Yeah. Southgate's got to dye his hair blonde, supposedly.
Aye.
For the remaining rounds.
But, mate, I'll tell you, man, hang on. No, I don't think any other manager in the world would have
played that team.
Dropped Grealish, no, Mount, and Foden, and they got it bang on, didn't they?
So was Weasel Tash Neville right? Because we slaughtered him for saying England's biggest asset is the manager. And we said it was a load of nonsense, but was he right?
Oh,
are we wrong again?
Based on that game, I wasn't having Southgate, but then we were saying it yesterday. I think sometimes, right, and people might disagree with this, but sometimes a number 10 can almost mess up the way you're trying to play.
Yeah. I don't like number 10.
Doesn't fit into your system, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like with England, and saying, like, is Southgate a genius? Say Havertz takes his chance, Werner takes his chance.
Yeah, Müller takes his chance.
It's a completely different story. So in as a football manager, you can set up your team and have this. I would say that in the other night, Southgate had an idea of the perfect scenario, so he thought he'd go a wee bit more defensive. He got a wee bit of booze and stuff with the team.
How could he
be
any more defensive?
I know, and then he was in his head. He would have this plan of how he'd hope the night would turn out. That when it got into the later stages, he would bring on your Grealish and guys, and they would change. And that's exactly what happened. But whereas, if one of the German guys score, then what does he do? Does he then overload it with more Grealishes and he puts on like Fodens and stuff? And then it becomes a bit far too open. Do the Germans catch him on the break? So there's always these scenarios. And then when you're managing and stuff, having the scenario in your head's great, but at the same time you need the plan to go. And it's the ability to change it within. And I think England were fortunate.
Do you think England don't play that same team against?
No, you'll change it. No, you're going to be attacking, won't you? But the boss, they're sniffing balls now for the rest of the tournament. So you've decided that you're going to take on that role.
I'll take the role on every live show before I came out.
Gary, ho! What's happening, young man? How are you?
Yay!
Oh, get the face on that. What are you so happy about?
He's gorgeous, isn't he?
He is gorgeous.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Is he coming in?
No.
Who the fuck's that?
He may be the manager of the place. That's what's bald for the next 5 nights.
So you are going to take on the role as a boss sniffer?
I'll take the boss sniffer on every live show when I first came out instead of the cans.
Did you see the boss sniffer? He's changed to...
He was at it again?
Sniffing bogeys.
Is he?
Mate, he went like this. Honestly. Mate, he was at it on camera.
He was at it again.
He caught him on camera. It wasn't his boss. Sniffing bogeys.
What's he thinking?
Mate, he's got to go.
Has he got a new job after this?
Aye.
No, he's done, hasn't he?
Sainsbury's, isn't he?
Oh, he's better off. By the way, the biggest debate in history.
Stones v Rüdiger.
See
that? Did you notice England's game plan just to leave Rüdiger on the ball?
I did watch moments of Stones stepping in, and he stepped in very well.
See that bit, right? I always remember it when I was a wee boy. I was in school and this wee fat guy walked by me and went like that. Fiduca's better lesson, and I never said anything. And I was like, what do you mean? So we had a debate on that. And ever since that moment, I said to myself, I'll never argue if somebody thinks a player's better because that's what you think.
Yeah, it's just your opinion.
You can't be wrong. No. Regardless if somebody comes up with stats or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think somebody's better, it's different if I said Rüdiger's one more.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Aye.
But you can't be wrong if
that's your opinion on a player.
So we've let ourselves down with that.
Yeah.
Listen, we all like a good argument discussion, but when it starts getting a bit nasty, which it did after that, didn't it?
Yeah.
I thought the relationship was...
I never knew you went to school here. You said a wee fat kid walked by and said Viduka was better last. Did you think Viduka was better last?
Viduka was good, but he wasn't better
than last. Yeah.
I'll say it right.
But in terms of...
Do you want a new debate? I think Viduka was better.
Say nothing.
I'm not even getting
sit back.
Bigger, stronger.
Technically better.
Hey,
played in the Prem.
Played in the Prem for years.
See, on that argument, I would say that Larsson was better at scoring goals, but Dicker was more of an all-round player.
No,
I was only joking. Larsson
was
a little
bit of a
I'm having a debate with you today.
I'm not arguing anyone today.
Well, I'll tell you something now. Harry Maguire's better than Stones.
No, he's not.
No.
No. Stones is the... Stones, mate, I'm telling you, Stones are top centre-half, eh?
Yep.
No, I think so. I really do.
But it's just the nonsense. He's
taking the mistakes away for his game, isn't he?
But arguments are just, stuff like that is... You actually can't argue with... If you think somebody's better, then that's your opinion, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't
just,
know. We let ourselves down, didn't we?
Nah, I think we did.
I quite liked it, but did you?
That's what it's all about, isn't
it? I don't know, I hated it.
Made an ass ourselves.
See, when you put trophies on the table and you think, oh, that makes them better, it doesn't really. It's just they've been fortunate enough to be in a better team.
Yeah, Jimmy Traore's won the Champions League. Doesn't mean he's a better player than somebody, doesn't he? Good point, Kevin. Take on Ukraine, the quarterfinals. Got big Kevchenko here.
Big Kevchenko.
Shevchenko, what a joke, mate.
Mate, he's done well, eh?
He's been under the radar, though. Nate just really made a big thing about Shevchenko being the Ukraine manager. By the way, what a player he was.
AC Milan days, he was, at that point, probably one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, I would say so. Did they not win it 1 year?
Win what?
Ballon d'Or.
He possibly could have done
that. Who was better, him or Inzaghi?
Shevchenko.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Ukraine, England are gonna batter him. I'm sorry to say that.
Aye.
Sweden were the better team against Ukraine, weren't they?
Aye.
I think England will. I think what Southgate's fortunate if is the quality of players he's got in depth, so he's able to have a 4-5 tactical scenario where like he can pick 3 or 4 different types of teams and different ways of playing. Ukraine's probably only got 11, 12 good, solid players, and he's got to fit all them in, whereas I think England, like you say, they went defensive all night. They could then flip that, take 4 or 5 of it,
and
then they could go five attacking players in there and make it totally different altogether, and I think you're not actually losing any quality.
Yeah. But no, we like Ukraine out because it's a crane that gets him in the jet out of the bath every night.
Gets you here, so big man.
Do you just need to phone that crane in every night?
But what I need to see is,
does it not block the road in your street in that now?
There's people hate these when he's there doing it. Do you know what I hate, but
what you love?
People need to see this guy in the changing room, didn't they?
Oh, he's a different animal, mate.
Genius, innit?
Oh, it's genius,
Okay, sometimes you know you're like the live crowd and all that. Yeah, I'm sitting there like thinking I've got 4 kids. Like,
I love that. I'm just a dad.
No, but do you know the evolution of Kevin Kyle? See, you told the story that early on in the live shows I asked you to tell a story and you actually sat and went, "Fuck's sake, Simon." and then the other night he said to me, "Can I tell another story?" What's happened?
Every night we're in that dressing room, we obviously have a wee bit of chat and then. We think the show's not going to go the way it's going to go, and we say, why don't we just do a podcast? And I'm always the first to pop up and say, aye, just do a podcast.
Mate, see, when we come out, the reception you're getting is unbelievable.
He's a crowd favourite.
No, I think we're all getting a good reception. What's happening is that people are now talking about the show, the live shows, and people are desperate to now come. They think the remaining games are all sold out, or there's only selected tables left.
You're meant to keep the last of the best, and I came out, and the police fucking just goes quiet. I need to come out before you.
The best thing is when it's a sellout, and he comes out and does the cans.
Mate, so it's even if it's not a sellout, right? I'm always in the changing room and I'm always like, lads, leave the cans in it because it's no working. They're like, no, they all love it. It's about 40 people here, they love the cans, and they're just all staring at me.
See, the other night, wanted to show you how the crowd were, right? He's done the cans are going everywhere. I'm like, yes. Then he's poured a pint of beer
just
in his head.
Just poured a pint in his head. That was genius. We need to say, you need to stop farting that dressing room, big man. Stinks, doesn't it?
It's a corridor, mate, when he walks along, just letting it out, doesn't it?
My farts have been terrible recently. I don't know what's up with me.
Fair play as well. Jim Jeffrey's been tied to that radiator now for, 18 days now?
He's stayed strong, isn't he?
How's he surviving it?
At least
big man like the heat, isn't
it? At least take the gimp mask off him.
But it's strange, though, mate. He keeps asking for the radiator to be turned right up.
He's gutting me to turn it off,
isn't he? Oh, my God.
Oh, brilliant. Imagine the English media, too, if they win this.
Wait, see that Andy Cassel, the tennis guy?
Andrew, mate, on the tennis last night.
Did you hear him?
Andy Murray's playing all he's talking about in England.
I know.
What did he say the other day about that? No, but he was like that. They zoomed into Murray and he's like that. Oh, they said it was a successful campaign, no one scored one goal. I'm like, mate, what is it? You'll have to just slap him about, wouldn't you?
Andrew Castle,
I'm a bit seriously, mate, what is he doing? Andy Murray's a hero, isn't he?
Brilliant last night, wasn't it?
Watched him, a legend. Superb, man.
Mate, do you know what? I loved how much he was on his coach, man. Mate. We never practiced! Did you hear him?
Mate, he's clearly got like tennis Tourette's, eh?
Oh, he's wild.
He just runs about
it?
The tennis court shouting at yourself. Why did I hit that? Like, is it point? Why did I hit that? Because then his man's got to say, I don't know, Andy. Why did you hit it?
Mate, if you were in that box, you'd be leaving, wouldn't you? If he's shouting at you.
But the coach just accepts it, eh?
Aye. I bet you can't be arguing with him.
Could you know that? I couldn't do that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Why are you practicing? Have you got to practice it? No, is it? No, I didn't have to practice.
Sir Andy Murray, boys, we can't really say him too negative.
No, he's a hero, mate. Even the way he came back last night, amazing.
I think he's honestly good. Probably the best Scotsman ever.
I think he's one. I would say he's one.
Better than your man Higgins?
No, but up there.
I see.
In the era that he's came through, is the most successful tennis ever.
Yeah.
For him, even won one, mate. I think he's won three or four majors in it. Yeah. Grand Slam majors.
He's won the American Open and he's won the Wimbledon twice in the Olympics.
I think Nadal, Federer, Djokovic are the most successful ever.
I would say he's probably if not the greatest British sportsman of all time.
Wow.
You know why I say that? Because it's an individual sport. It's only on him. Lewis Hamilton, 7 world titles, amazing, but sometimes it's the car.
I don't even know if you meant that, you've just committed to that.
If it's the car, then I used to think that, Kevin, you watched that Drive to Success on Netflix.
I know, amazing.
So see, if it was the car, Nico Rosberg, who was his partner for 7 years, would have won it.
I understand that if they all had the same car, I think he is the best driver, but the car helps. Yeah. Whereas I think with Andy Murray, he's having to do that himself.
But what's that thing that his mum does to his racket that helps as well?
Oh, no, I don't know if she does that.
Do you? Maybe Judy.
Uh-huh. But mate, if there's one person before I go, an open goal, is Murray, I'd love him on.
Oh, give you a shout, Andy, come on.
I know, we podcast.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
We'd podcast on Monday,
but he loves us.
He would hate us, wouldn't he?
Oh, he'll despise us. He'll not know us, but see if he's seen a clip of us.
Like, we're scum, wouldn't
he? Oh, my God.
Right, Belgium, Italy, on the night. What a game that is.
Is that the night?
That's the night.
That's not.
Well, we're pretending we're doing this on a Friday.
Come on, Kevin.
Is
there any show in the last few days?
But there's supposedly unrest in the Belgian camp.
Is there?
De Bruyne is sick of the real music. Aye. He's wanting Slipknot on or something, isn't he?
Aye. Maloney.
He's got a little biscuit
or something.
Maloney belly dance, isn't he? Ricky Martin.
No, Sean Maloney likes him. He's shown
at Living La Vida Loca.
Pair of flares, isn't he? Belgian flares.
Just going to be like that. To be De Bruyne.
You Sean, man. I used to ask me Sean Maloney on the 21s if I could get his old boots and that for the kids. Same size of feet.
I don't care any.
Good.
Mate, he's the size 3 feet.
I mean this, didn't play a long time. Sean Maloney, by far, the best player I've ever seen. No, like, genuinely, mate. Like,
right, I'm going to put you on a spot on camera. So we're talking about Celtic wide players, that's kind of where he played. You know what's coming here? I'm going to ask you to pick between Sean Maloney and James Forrest. Yes! He wants to say he hates Maloney, but he doesn't want to say it. It's so good.
It's a great question, that, isn't
it? Just say it, Paul.
Maloney was top, mate.
We can cut it.
No, but like, genuinely, right, I'll come back to that in a minute, but I'm not just saying this, mate. I have never seen a player like this in my life, eh? How good was he?
Yeah.
We needed a goal against Germany away to qualify for the Euros on the 21 level, and we got a free kick, and you just knew that he was going to score. You just knew. The guy practised nearly all the time in training the 21s, and sure enough, up over the wall, and then you're like, really?
Mate, he used to take our youth team goalie out when we were younger and treated him like a scud book, mate. He was out there for like 3 years, and Sean was just whipping balls into the stands, mate, and he's getting nowhere near them,
mate. Well, probably the best guy in football, I know, isn't he?
A lovely guy.
He's a lovely guy. Him and Big John Kennedy were very, very close.
Mate, I thought somebody'd farted in his face till when Stratton told him he was sharing the room with me for a week in La Manga.
I've never
seen Sean so upset, man.
No, but I couldn't think of two opposite people.
I actually apologise to me. Sean, I'm sorry, I'm in your room.
What happened when you were in the room, but?
I actually got on quite well.
Aye, because you both, like, like talking. Like, do you know what I mean?
You actually educated us on quite a number. I think coffee. Never a coffee drinker then after that week.
On that, rooming with people on away trips and that, you ever get paired up with someone you thought, we just don't fit, why are we together?
Yeah.
But you had to go with it.
I had to, can you always move just with different people every week?
Aye.
I hated that, eh?
I know.
Because see as well, snoring, mate. I can't sleep with a snorer, so, mate, see half my time at Swindon and away games, I'd sleep in the bathroom, mate, eh, with a pillow wrapped around my head because my guy next to us was snoring.
I snore like a pig.
I can imagine that.
Snore like a pig. And yeah. Murphy, we went the Austria trip, me, Murph was chairing the room, and Murph threw something off my
Jimmy
head.
Murphy?
Jimmy Murphy threw something off my head to wake me up. So I popped up the bed like that, and he just kind of sleep again.
What a prick. Right.
I know, because I was stoned. But that's always said this, you should have your own room.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you, but?
100%. Aye. Yeah, I can imagine you snoring, man.
No, I didn't
chicken
snore.
Chicken bones hanging out in
the I didn't snore. It was just a constant chap at the door for room service. They didn't like... Hey, room service again at midnight.
Mate, do you know who loved room service? Aidan, man.
Did he?
Aidan got me. So if you go with the first team, mate, all you do is eat all the time, you know what I mean? You get a snack, you get your dinner and then you get a snack, and then you go. Aidan used to get room service every time you were away. After dinner and a snack, you then get a club sandwich at night.
Man, that's mad.
And I couldn't believe that, because you would think you'd be heavy in that, but you never was, eh? Whereas if I'd done that, mate, I'd have been a fat wee dick.
But you get just filled up, didn't you, when you go away?
That's all you do is just eat. Eat for like four meals a day.
Scotland was the worst, mate. So when you go Scotland young team, all you did was either do meetings or eat.
Get into shape and then walk back
that's
in.
Right.
Never train.
You woke up for breakfast, had a meeting, then went for lunch, had another meeting, and then went for tea, then had another meeting before you went to bed.
Sometimes that meetings were just about lunch.
Aye.
The full meeting was about what you had at lunch. The football chat. Switzerland caused biggest upset. Can they do the same to Spain? No.
No, I think
they
can.
Nah, I don't think
they
so.
Do you, Kevin? Well, right.
I don't know why. I don't know how. I just think they're in the ascendancy.
Wow, good
I think Spain obviously pop it about, but so did France. And Switzerland kind of come up with a game plan to figure it out then, so I think they could...
Will Switzerland be able with the extra 30 minutes that come in?
No, I think because they've had extra days rest.
Okay.
Because they were the first kind of last 16 groups. So for me, I think Switzerland are now in that mode where they've got nothing to lose. Like, they are in a place that they didn't think they would be at. Like, quarterfinals or the Euros. After knocking France out, they've got to be high in confidence. And I think the boy up front, great...
What's his name?
He's a cracking player.
Aye. The boy that scored the header, what's his name?
Plays in Germany.
Aye. Decent. I think if we get some balls in the box. Don't know, mate. I've just let it go there for a minute. But and then, obviously, Shaqiri. Great quality, so I think the opportunities, free kicks, corners, I think that's where
we should care. He would love going away with Scotland, didn't he? Just eat another time.
Oh, wow.
The wee man's a blown, isn't
he? Didn't he, man?
He Buddha.
He's about the size of
Shaun. Do not mention Buddha, mate.
Man, that's the best moment in open goal history, that.
Tell it. So
Charlie came on and told a story about John Hartson, wasn't it? When
Jackie was back the Mara, UEFA Cup final,
and Hartson was in the squad, wasn't he? And Hartson went out that night before. So Charlie's told the story and it went down unbelievable. But Charlie,
I went doing all right.
It was amazing just for this.
Right.
It went amazing. So the next night, Charlie wasn't here, but because it went that well, we thought, well, that story deserves to get told again. So Si took it upon himself. And Simon, tell the rest, mate.
Mate, see, when I started the story, I was kept thinking, what happened next? And mate, I missed out the main part of the story. So we got to the end. The joke then made no sense because I'd missed out the part.
Need to laugh.
So I just made up that they started wrestling with each other on the bed.
I had to tell the Derek Ferguson story. That was even worse. Brown.
Oh, see, when you tell a story up there and it goes down like a shit sandwich, it could be the worst story in the world, innit? But you like it, didn't you? You like when it's...
No, I get, genuinely get a better buzz when, like, see when I come up with the cans and need the cheers. I get a better buzz for that, eh? Mad that, innit?
Andy told the one... Oh, no, Mechanic 6, he'll tell it again, but...
Andy.
One crowd that went down amazing and then another crowd that never really went down well and you're thinking, what do these people want, man?
It's like the Carl May Smith story about the jeans.
People are that's the one I was just talking about.
People are sitting here thinking, right, let me get this picture in my mind. Them two walking in a pair of women's jeans. How was that funny? Oh, I'm just...
But when he tells the story, like, just to us, it's amazing. But then, because then I don't think it went as well, he added an ending on. He was like to us, right? He was like to us. Next time I tell it, I've got the perfect ending and everybody will be buzzing after it. So the next night he tells the ending, they budges.
Like, I've got to a point where I'm telling stories in my head, right? And when I get to the point, like, if my body starts to go on that, I just think, no, I can't tell that. And sometimes when Andy's telling me a story in the change room, I think, hey, that's great, Andy, it's amazing. In my head, I'm thinking, it's shit, mate.
See when somebody does that in the dressing room, well, I'll tell this one, and you're thinking, That's pure shite, man.
But you're telling
them. You also want to stitch them up and go, ahead, tell them like
that. Tell
the best feeling is when you somebody tells a story before you and it's shite and you can come out after them, aren't
good.
You?
Yeah.
What a feeling.
That's us. Right.
Is that us, aye? That
we just need to do the your decision game with Grosvenor Sport, round 11, before worth 5k the winner.
Before we go into that, who do you think's going to win it?
England, I think, man.
Do you think so?
I think England win it because I'm just a, I think if the people's final goes the way it's supposed to go, England, Belgium, I think that Belgium's got quality, but three or four major players, whereas I think the whole England side can turn up on their day and really dominate. Because see the Germany game, although Germany had a couple of chances, England dominated Germany all over the park. Even Luke Shaw was going through setting things up, you know what I mean?
Like, I think England's got a better squad than Germany as well, Kev. You know, De Bruyne will play every minute for now. Hazard will play every minute. England are bringing Foden out.
You can take off Sterling, you can take off Phillips, you can take off Rice. You're replacing them with guys like Henderson, Grealish, Foden,
Sancho.
It's unbelievable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But so who are you saying is going to win, sorry?
I'm going to go with Belgium for Maloney.
For Sean. So who did you say was better, Sean or James Forrest? Sorry, I think you were getting away with it, but who was better?
Go with your head.
I think James.
Yeah.
I think James is in the elite mate mentality, and I think Maloney is, but I think
James, I'm saying Sean.
Overall, everything. I don't mean just like, because I think Maloney technically is better. I would say
Maloney could go two ways, can't he? The way he could take the ball, he's back to play, he could play up front.
He was just as good with the left foot as he was with the right foot.
Yeah.
But mentality, I think he's on a different level.
We went down to when we were at Swindon, they won the FA Cup. We knocked him out, I just wanted to get that in there. We knocked him out the FA Cup the next year, but Sean played in the hole, and I was kind of a sitter for Swindon. And Sean, see, playing against him at a first team level.
Aye.
Just so clever, mate, just taking the places. He was so strong as well, eh?
Was he. You must have been that. So him and Aidan, were they?
They two were trying to kind of. They two were top.
The difference between Sean Maloney and a lot of Scottish footballers, he had the right mentality to get to the top. He was. He looked after himself well. He didn't. He did like a drink in terms of if we went out and sociably had a couple of beers, he would have a couple. But he was never one that was missing. He would like. You know, that's Mike Spears over 21. He was a proper dedicated to his profession.
Never seen somebody stretch so much in my whole life.
Aye.
I mean, it's been all a bit Maloney today, hasn't
it? That's good. No, quite rightly so, because he's coaching with Belgium, man. Think of the players that he's got. He's putting on sessions and he's got to explain himself to Kevin De Bruyne why he's putting on a session. This is why we're doing this, because unbelievable.
You need to be clever now that we've said it to be a manager, coach at a top 100%. Level. Sean's a clever guy.
You have to have an answer for everything, because the players, like football players, as regardless of what the general public think, when it comes to talking about your game, they're not stupid.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to take a question and have a right good answer for it and make that player understand why you're doing things.
My mate's saying me, what's Andy's accent when he's on Sportsing?
Aye.
Is that a coaching accent? But what I will say is, he always had an accent because he was feeling Aberdeen, wasn't he?
Aye, exactly. Aberdeen, so lived in Canada or something, didn't he?
Malaysia or something. But Canada's close enough.
But anyway, was it not Canada, no?
I think it was Malaysia he was for.
Was it?
I think so. I found that out in a week-long stay in Malamanga.
Oh, well, there you go.
Life story. You can get involved to play in this at home, can't you?
Absolutely. Yes, you certainly can. To win.
Simple yes, no chance to win.
Big money.
I wonder how he's doing, the bad man, Rooney.
Mate, 200 grand bid rather than we've put in. Came up yesterday, BBC Sport.
200 grand
for Sean Rooney, man. Rooney. See, when I couldn't believe me. He never even messaged me saying, all right, mate, I'm coming at the show in the crowd. One of the Scotland game. Standing up in the crowd and there's a big guy fucking giving it up. Then I'm like, somebody asked me, that's that boy Rooney.
They were just other shit Rooney, didn't they?
Rooney. What a hero, man. Simple yes or no game. Cash prize will be won in each round as well as an overall leaderboard prize of...
£10,000.
Wow.
Brilliant. Everyone gets six or more right, also gets a £10 free bet. Go to...
gsport.com. / open goal to play.
Can't wait for the five to go. Have you got any up yet? We've got, by the way, if you're coming to the final, it's going to be big entrance. The three Scotland entrances have been unbelievable. The two Braveheart and then the train spotting, but the final's going to be huge.
We're still in a wee bit of discussion with way to go with it, but listen, it'll be unbelievable, innit?
Yeah.
Are we going to do the...
We're going to release the jet in the wild in the final as well, so the handcuffs will be taken off.
The radiator will come
5 minutes before it. So he could be, imagine he was just running.
With the radiator.
See, this is the point where you just cut it. This is where you just cut it. My 10-year-old's sitting over there.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.